American basketball superstar Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna are among nine people who died in a helicopter crash in Southern California. A five-time NBA champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist, he's considered one of the greatest players in the game's history and one of the best-known sports stars in the U.S. Here's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanova talking about what happened to the nine people on the helicopter.
We're waiting the arrival of the coroner's office to assist in the recovery of the remains. As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was nine people on board the aircraft, the pilot plus eight individuals. And we're assisting the families of those who believe they've been impacted, and it's a tough process. And our hope goes out to all of the members that were on board, all the family of everyone who was on board this aircraft, and God bless their souls.
Gianna Bryant hoped to follow in her father's footsteps and become a professional basketball player. She shared her father's love of the game, and they were on their way to take part in a tournament for younger players when the crash happened. Here's Kobe talking about Gianna on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does, for sure.
She does?
I don't. I mean, this kid, man.
She's Wouldn't like, that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you got to have a boy. UNV got to have a boy, man. You got somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oi, I got this. You know, boy for that, I got you. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
Kobe Bryant talking about his daughter Gianna. Pat Burke is a former professional basketball player originally from Tullamore in County Offaly. He's the only Irish-born man to ever play in the NBA and was Kobe Bryant's opponent on several occasions. He spoke to our reporter Tommy Mescal and began by sharing his memories of Kobe.
I did play against him, and you know, it's like anything, when you're going up against an opponent that has got, you know, so much notoriety and attention, it's, you know, when you first see them in real life, there's a little bit of an awestruck feeling, but having competed against him and just to see how driven he is I don't know if you can put it into words.
Do you think that's why he transcended basketball? He was known not just as a fantastic basketball player, but he is being admired and remembered today by people from every sport. He was, I suppose, the ultimate sportsman for many people.
I think that's definitely a part of it. I think that what has him transcending the sport is also how, not just the way he carried himself on the court, but his story before, like, you know, here's a young boy who grew up in admiration of his father who played professional basketball. And he spent some time in Italy. He picked up a second language. He plays high school basketball here in the United States. And he's drafted in the first round right out of high school. And so there's so much to relate to. And there's so much that I think a lot of people would dream to have accomplished with him.
That was Pat Burke. He's a former professional basketball player speaking to Tommy Mescal. Let's talk to Jeff Shepherd. He's a U.S. sports reporter based in New Orleans. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The death of a superstar. Tell us about how big Kobe Bryant was.
So as Pat said, I mean, it really did transcend basketball. You know, this was simply stunning. I mean, the only thing that could have been more, I guess, you know, stunning for lack of a better word would be as if this would have happened while he was still playing basketball. He had successfully made the transition from an NBA superstar. And when you are an NBA superstar, you are a global icon. I mean, you know, this is the guy who took the torch from Michael Jordan and then handed it off to LeBron James. He played 20 seasons all in Los Angeles, you know, the second largest city in America, the second largest television market. He won five championships. He had some iconic moments. He had some iconic teammates. It is an absolute stunning loss. And it feels like, you know, Kobe came in contact with basically everything in the sports world, the pop culture world, the music world, even sometimes into the world of politics over the last two decades. And so it's not that he was you know, just trying to hog the spotlight. It's just he was always there, and it was somebody that you could always count on seeing in the purple and gold of the Lakers. And to have him, you know, pass away in such a tragic manner, it really is just a shocking, stunning loss.
Unlike Michael Jordan, he was prepared to walk away from basketball, and he had a life. He looked like he had a life outside basketball ready for him.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, he had six, you know, so many. Father Time is undefeated against all of these players, you know, men, women, you know, all these athletes that are professionals that want to play until they're 45 and 50 years old. They eventually all can no longer compete at that level. And Kobe stepped away after battling injuries and, you know, some down times in Los Angeles. And he had moved on into the next chapter of his life. You mentioned he was with his daughter. They were on their way to play in a basketball game with some another player on their team was apparently also involved as well. He was coaching her. He was working with her. He was traveling all over the world just being a basketball fan and being a fan of sport in general. But he also had other interests outside of athletics. He was a producer of a animated short film that won an Oscar in 2018. He was hosting a show on ESPN, which is the largest American sports programming network. And he wasn't just doing like a studio show and doing a job as a presenter there. He wanted it in his own likeness. He wanted to do it in his own way. And so he would break down specific parts of basketball or specific players' games. And that was how he wanted to do it. So he had absolutely transitioned into the next phase of his career. He didn't go into retirement kicking and screaming like you see so many other athletes do.
Yes, that film, Dear Basketball, it's a very short film. It's available widely online, and it's beautiful. Briefly, Jeff, amongst the people, other people who were killed on the plane, his daughter Gianna, as we mentioned, who was set for a role as a superstar in her own career. She was a super basketball player.
Well, as you heard in that clip, you know, when he was on the late night talk show, he had successfully also passed on his competitive gene to his daughter Gianna, and she had taken it up. She was likely going to play college basketball, and if she would have been successful, maybe could have played in the WNBA or played internationally or both, as you see a lot of stars do. Yes, there are a lot of people. Obviously, it's hard to relate to being an NBA basketball superstar, but it's not hard to relate to being a parent and taking your kid to a basketball game and for all of this to happen the way it went down. That's the thing I think that also really hits home for a lot of people.
Jeff, thanks for talking to us. That's Jeff Shepherd, a U.S. sports reporter based in New Orleans.